This video is another update on the situation in Russia. In this series of videos, I'm looking at the economic impacts of all of the sanctions and the commercial decisions that are being made by a variety of companies to stop trading with Russia. Because Russia is a really important supplier of a variety of different raw materials and products to the whole of the global economy. And in today's video, I want to go through some of the precious metals that Russia supplies to all different types of industries. So these metals are only found in certain places in the world. So it's not straightforward to be able to replace the supply chain from Russia with another country. So I'll go through 8 different types of precious metal that Russia are supplying, some of which will be very familiar to you and some of which you may not have heard of, but are important components in the production of certain items. So we'll go through that. We'll have a look at what's happening with the prices, because the prices of all of these items have started to go up quite significantly since the conflict in Ukraine started. And then we'll look at the implications for certain sectors and industries. And then I'll finish off with my summary and review as to what I think the implications of the price increases and the reduction in supply of the precious metals will be to the global economy over the next 3 to 6 months. So before we get started, if I can ask you, as usual, to give me a thumbs up if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section that you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. Palladium is a precious metal that you may not have heard of, but is a really important component in the production of motor vehicles. It's used in the production of catalytic converters for cars that are powered by gasoline. So this is an absolutely essential raw material for all vehicle manufacturers around the world. And Russia supplies 40% of the global supply of palladium. Without palladium, a catalytic converter will not work, and catalytic converters are really important because they reduce the emissions from every vehicle. And that's a big focus in terms of bringing down carbon emissions and everybody trying to become carbon neutral. So palladium is absolutely vital to the automotive industry. Now, at the moment, there are no sanctions against any of the palladium supplies coming out of Russia. However, the problem that we've got is a lot of companies now do not want to deal with Russia. So a lot of the big auto manufacturers are deciding that they don't want to source materials from Russia, and therefore they want to buy things from other parts of the world. So we're seeing a change in the demand pattern. And when you have changes in demand without any real increase in supply, that's always going to drive up prices. So this chart shows the price of palladium, and you can see that back in December 21, palladium was trading for somewhere in the region of $1,600 per ounce. Now the price has spiked up to above $3,000. So the price of palladium has almost doubled over the last 3 months. And if you look at the chart for the last couple of weeks since the invasion of Ukraine started, it is virtually vertical. It has gone from trading at around about $2,400 to over $3,000. And if we do see a boycott of Russian palladium, then it's likely that that price will continue going up further. So the increase in the price of palladium is going to be an issue for car manufacturers, because that is going to directly increase their costs, and therefore they're going to have to pass those costs on to consumers. But the other major concern here is the absolute amount of palladium that's available, because it's very likely that we will see shortages. If all of the auto manufacturers turn their back on Russia and decide they don't want Russian palladium, then that potentially could lead to a global shortage, and that could then mean that we see problems with the production of vehicles. Now, the vehicle industry has been struggling with the supply of microchips for the last year or so, and is trying to sort out that problem. So the last thing that these guys need is another shortage supply, which will stop them producing finished products. So a real concern for the auto industry here. I'm sure when most of you think of platinum, you think about jewelry and rings, and it's a very desirable substance. However, 50% of all of the platinum that is produced globally is used in the manufacture of vehicles. And this is another ingredient that's used in catalytic converters. And platinum is used in diesel engine catalytic converters. And these catalytic converters cannot be produced without this vital raw material. Russia is the second largest supplier of platinum globally. So this is exactly the same situation that we've just discussed for palladium. There currently are no sanctions against the platinum suppliers, but the movement and the feel within the Western world is that everybody now wants to move to alternative supplies. And it's the same issue in terms of the price. So if we have a look at the chart, we can see that back in December, the price of platinum per ounce was around about $925. And we have seen a steady increase in that price over the last few months. But since the invasion of Ukraine started, the price of platinum has started rising dramatically. So we're now up around $1,150 per ounce. So we've had an increase of over 20% over the last 3 months. But it's likely that that will continue going forward. As all of the buyers move away from the Russian market, we will see prices of all of the rest of the global supply of platinum continuing to go up. And the bottom line problem here is exactly the same as it is for palladium. If we get to the point where there's not enough platinum available to make these catalytic converters for diesel engines, then that means that the vehicles cannot be produced, and therefore it will cause all of the manufacturers to have to halt their production. So this is a real problem for the automotive industry. Although it's a relatively small part of the overall value of a car, it could stop all these vehicles being produced. And that's the big concern for industry here. Vanadium is another metal that you may not be familiar with, but it's used in a lot of industrial processes. And it's actually a really vital ingredient in the creation of steel. Vanadium adds inherent strength to steel, and it's used in a variety of sectors, such as the airlines, aerospace, and the nuclear industries. Vanadium is also used in the ceramics industry for a variety of different uses. So it's a really important component in a lot of different manufacturing processes. And Russia is the second largest supplier of vanadium globally. And if we have a look at this price chart, you can see a similar pattern to the other precious metals that we're looking at here. Since this crisis started, we have seen vanadium prices increase by around about 50%. And the graph is still continuing to rise. And this vital precious metal is another example of something that's not easily found anywhere else in the world. So if the decision is made not to take any further Russian vanadium, it's going to be difficult for a lot of these manufacturers to be able to source enough volume in enough time to keep their production processes moving. So we're running a real risk here that if we switch off this supply chain, that a lot of different companies around the world will have to halt their production processes until they can find an alternative supplier. Nickel is used in the production of batteries, which are a vital ingredient to the electric vehicle market. So we've seen a massive surge in the production of electric vehicles. Tesla is obviously the most famous example, but all car manufacturers offer now hybrids and full electric versions. And all of those vehicles require batteries, and those batteries all require nickel in their production process. So it's a vital ingredient to that whole sector. Nickel is also used in the production of stainless steel, which is used in a variety of different applications around the world. Russia is the third largest supplier of nickel globally. And if we look at this chart, it shows the movement in the price of nickel over the last 3 years. You can see from April 2020, when the world of business started moving again, we have seen a continued rise in the price of nickel. So since the start of 2022, we have seen a 76% increase in the price of nickel, and it is now at a record high. It has never been more expensive to buy nickel, and this is really bad news for all of those electric vehicle manufacturers. So the palladium and the platinum prices are bad news for the traditional car market, and this nickel price movement is bad news for the electric cars. So vehicles across the board here are suffering by the increase in prices of these precious metals. Aluminium is light and malleable and is used in a variety of different applications and industries. This is another important component in the car manufacturing sector, and makes up around about 11% of the total cost by raw materials of all vehicles. Russia is the second largest supplier of aluminium globally, and the price has now hit a new all-time high. We have a look at this chart. It shows the price over the last 6 months, and you can see the sharp increase over the last 3 months or so. And particularly so if you look at the last 2 weeks, we are now on a vertical trajectory for aluminium. And that's going to be more bad news for the car industry, but also a lot of other sectors who use aluminium. And looking at where the exports from Russia go to, 20% of all of Russia's aluminium exports go to Turkey. Now, the question remains as to what Turkey's position here is, because Russia supplies Turkey with natural gas and also a lot of other raw materials such as aluminium. So Turkey, as it stands right now, are not joining all of the other countries in boycotting Russian goods, so they may well benefit if a lot of the other countries decide they don't want to continue taking aluminium from Russia, because it will reduce the price of Russian aluminium and therefore could potentially represent some upside for a country like Turkey if it abstains from those objections. Cobalt is used in a variety of different applications, but predominantly it's used in the production of batteries, which again relates to the electric vehicle market. And Russia is the second largest producer of cobalt globally. If we look at the price chart for cobalt, we can see a similar trend to the other precious metals we're talking about, where we've seen a consistent rise in price over the last couple of years, and we've now got to a new all-time high. Cobalt is used in a variety of alloys and industries. So as well as being used in batteries, it's also used in the aerospace industry and for electroplating and things like airbags in vehicles. Titanium is a very popular precious metal because it is light and malleable and extremely strong and resistant to heat. It's used widely in the aerospace industry, but it's also used in the automotive sector, in engine parts, and for applications such as golf clubs and vaping. 13% of the global supply of titanium comes directly from Russia. However, one of the big concerns here is that Germany has a high dependence on Russian titanium. It provided over 41% of all of the titanium used in the German manufacturing industry in 2021. So if Germany does make the decision to stop buying everything from Russia, it's going to have a major supply problem. And that titanium is used in the production of most cars in Germany. So there's a real possibility that there would be a shortage of that titanium, and therefore we're going to see more production problems in the German automotive sector. Gold is probably what most people think of when you mention the phrase precious metals. And Russia is a really important supplier of gold to the world. In 2020, which is the last full year that we have full details for, Russia was the second biggest supplier of gold globally behind China. It was just ahead of Australia. I'm sure I'll get some comments from some Australian viewers saying that Australia is bigger than Russia. But the point that I'm trying to make is that Russia is an important supplier of gold globally. Now, gold is mostly used for decorative purposes. It's used in jewellery and it's used for gold bullion. And one reason why everybody loves gold is that it's seen as a traditional store of value. So if you watch the channel, you'll know that I've mentioned the concept of store of value in the past. And this really relates to the intrinsic value of gold and the confidence that investors have in the long-term value. So when you have rising inflation in any economy, the inflation will devalue the currency because as the prices go up, you can buy less with that currency. So when you have times of increasing inflation, a lot of investors move their investments into gold because it's seen as being something that will move with the economy. So if inflation is high, generally the value of gold will increase at an equal rate. And that's why it's considered to be a store of value. So when you have uncertain times in the economy, what tends to happen is the stock markets get very jittery. So right now, with the conflict in Ukraine, we're seeing the stock markets coming down and we're seeing very volatile movements. And generally, the investing world is bracing themselves for bad news ahead and for earnings to fall, and therefore the value of companies is going down. So that's generally what's happening in the wider environment. And on the flip side of that, you have a lot of investors who are looking to put their money into gold for that store of value purpose. So if we have a look at this chart, this shows the movements in the price of gold over the last 3 years or so. So you can see at the start of this chart, the price of gold was sitting at around about $1,200 per ounce. Now, over the last 3 years, there has been a steady increase in the value of gold. So you could draw a nice lineal line here that would give you a lovely smooth curve that takes you to where we are today, where prices have now gone above $2,000 per ounce. So this chart is a really good visual explanation as to why gold is seen as a store of value. Because if you'd have put a lot of money into gold 3 years ago, it would have increased consistently in price. There are slight movements around the pandemic, but overall, you would have made a lot of profit by having your money invested in gold. Now, if we just make a quick comparison between gold and the Dow Jones, you can see that there's also been an appreciation in value on the Dow Jones, but you do have these big dips. So at the start of 2019, we saw the markets come down and then they grew back up again. And then when the pandemic kicked in 2020, there was a sharp fall in the value of the index. It has grown back again, but we're now seeing another fall with the Ukraine crisis. So if you jump back to the gold chart, there have been some minor movements, but they don't have the dramatic falls that we've seen with the stock market, and they don't tend to be as pronounced. So where we do have some movement, it tends to be very short term. So that's why people love gold. That's why investors feel comfortable putting their money into gold. And certainly at times of war, like we've got right now, and a lot of uncertainty, a lot of investors are feeling that gold is a good place to move to right now, because markets can come down 10, 20, 30% in a short space of time, whereas gold doesn't tend to do that. So that's a quick summary on gold itself. But what are the implications for the global markets of the restrictions on trade with Russia that have been introduced recently? Well, as well as being a large supplier of gold, Russia also holds large reserves of gold. So it's quite a big player in the gold market globally. If we see restrictions in supply being applied against Russia, then it's likely that the price of gold will continue going up. Now, that potentially doesn't have a major negative impact on the global economy, because gold is used in a variety of industrial practices. You'll probably find there's some gold in your mobile phone and your laptop. But generally speaking, it's not critically important to any one sector. And there is enough supply of gold globally to be able to survive removal of all of the Russian gold from the supply chain. So I don't think gold is going to cause any major issues. It may well go up in value. So it could be a potentially interesting investment opportunity. But overall, it's not going to have a negative impact on the global economy. So I think gold is something that we can be relatively relaxed about in terms of cutting off the supplies from Russia. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, the main focus of this discussion has been the supply of raw materials, and specifically precious metals. Because Russia is such a big landmass, it has a lot of natural resources. And a lot of these precious metals are not particularly familiar to most people. However, they form a vital part of the supply chain in a lot of different sectors. And a lot of the precious metals we talked about today are vital ingredients into the automotive sector. Now, the automotive sector has been struggling anyway over the last 18 months or so, predominantly because of the supply of microchips. So there's been a world shortage, and that's meant that a lot of manufacturers have had to slow down or stop their production. And that's resulted in both an increase in the cost of vehicles, but also a shortage in vehicles. So we've seen an unusual situation where second-hand vehicles have actually been trading for a higher price than new vehicles because there are no new vehicles available. So the supply and demand dynamic for the second-hand market meant that prices went up above the list price for vehicles. So we haven't seen that really at all for a long period of time. And there is a distinct possibility that this situation could continue for the foreseeable future, because the microchip shortage may well be replaced by a palladium shortage or a platinum shortage or a titanium shortage or an aluminium shortage. You name it, it could happen for this sector. So if there's any takeaway from this video for you, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, then you may want to think about doing it sooner rather than later, because the likelihood is that prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up faster than the rate of inflation, because we're seeing dramatic increases in the cost of some of these raw materials. We're seeing anything from 50 to 100% increases over the last few months in some of these precious metal prices. And if the Western world does introduce a carpet ban on all things Russian, then those prices are going to go up further. And more importantly, there will be shortages of some of these precious metals. So it might be that you just can't get a new car, even if you want to buy one. So it might be worth having a think about that if you're thinking about buying a vehicle. But taking a step back from the vehicle market and thinking about the global economy, all of this is bad news for the global economy. Huge price increases in any form of raw material will always feed through to consumer prices. The manufacturers will not absorb these cost increases. They will pass them on directly. So that means that the price of a variety of different manufactured goods is going to go up. And this is in addition to what we talked about in previous videos, where we're talking about the cost of energy, the cost of oil, the cost of gas, all of those factors. So this is all leading to higher prices. That's the bottom line on everything that I'm telling you, is that it's going to be more expensive to make things, and therefore it's going to be more expensive to buy things. So that means less disposable income for people. So potentially you then spend less, and that then leads to a slowdown in the economy. And we are very much looking at a real possibility of a recession coming at some point over the next 6 to 9 months. Within 2022, we could see a global recession kicking in. And the pace that things are moving right now, it could happen faster than that, because we're seeing these prices spiking. And if it stays at those levels, if prices stay very high, then it's going to become unaffordable for a lot of people to actually buy things. So there's only bad news, unfortunately, coming out of the invasion of Ukraine. There's no good news. There's no upside. I can't share with you any benefits because there aren't any. It's only bad news. And cutting off Russia from the global supply chain will hurt the global economy in the short term. Over the medium to long term, we may well be able to replace Russian supplies with other supplies. But in the short term, it's going to lead to an increase in prices, and that's bad news for everybody. So hopefully you've enjoyed what I've said today, you've liked the structure of this video, and you've taken away a bit more understanding as to why Russia was actually quite important to the world economy. And cutting them off is going to cause everybody a big problem. So if you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.